All right, it's Wednesday, July 8th. Glad to have you with us on this update. We were planning to go to MENA today, and luckily I looked at the website and saw where the Skyline Cafe, which is over 100 years old, is not open today. Not open on Wednesdays.
That's wild.
So I did talk to the mayor. We'll visit with the mayor of MENA here in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we'll go down in there tomorrow, Roger. 2.5 hours. Yeah. They're really proud of that area. You know, the Queen Wilhelmina, you know, that park,
State Park. Yeah.
I think it's the second highest point in the state of Arkansas.
Okay, we'll find out.
Do want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our summer of adventure.
Thank you, Oakland.
We will be going to NASCAR. If you NASCAR fans, anything that we need to be paying attention to or do while we're there, we've got special access on Saturday.
What do we need? What do we wear? I mean, what's the temperature going to be? Got to look up the weather in Atlanta that day. What's it going to be like in the pits? And do we need, being a guy, you love to have those smells. So we'll be smelling a lot of grease and oil and fumes.
Me, you, and Steve Qualls will be flying out Saturday morning. It's sort of weird now. You know, we're sort of old school.
You're in the middle seat.
Nowadays, Roger, you don't. You ask, hey, what about the ticket information? It's all digital right now, and so we've got that information, and you have to access it on your phone, and you can still get a paper ticket, but it just makes you a little nervous when you although people Trey Shapp and Amy, they're travel experts, Jessica. Help book this stuff for us. And
well, Meredith is the reason that Samantha and I made it back home from Mexico.
You got somebody in the family who can do that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. She's already told her brothers that we are not allowed to travel without supervision.
We're going to have James Finch, the owner of a former NASCAR owner whose son is racing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night. He's going to be on the show with us tomorrow, Roger. And then after that, we'll come back. We're going to go to the Dallas Cowboy headquarters for this Cliff Harris Award presentation. We'll do the show from Cliff Harris's house, which apparently he's got some really cool memorabilia. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. If I was him, what would I have in my office if I was him? What would I have if I was in?
Well, the Hall of Fame bust.
Hall of Fame bust. That's right. A copy of it that's in the Hall of Fame. That's a really cool thing.
And the Cliff Harris Award.
Cliff Harris Award. That's right. A trophy of that.
That's two. We're going to go four. We're going to go Mount Rushmore. Things for him to have.
Sure. Come on in, Craig.
You got to have maybe.
Come on.
Is it the Lambert? A picture of the Lambert Slam?
No, because he got Lambert. It's his birthday today, by the way, Jack Lambert.
Okay.
And he retired on his birthday at age 33. He retired young.
Good for him.
Think about the obvious thing here.
I mean, if he's
probably
over
a Desark Letterman jacket, you know?
I think bigger than that. Think
well, it's Super Bowl ring. Yeah.
No, bigger than that.
Bigger than a Super Bowl.
Oh, the jacket?
No.
No, we said the bust.
You're right on it. You're right there.
He's so close.
He's so close.
You know what? He needs to have a miniature size, whatever that would be, of Cliff Harris Stadium.
Yeah, that would be cool. No, yeah. I'm just to help you. The replica of the Super Bowl trophies you won, the big Lombardi Award trophies.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Those would look super cool in the office.
Yeah, sure.
Him at the touchdown.
Oh yeah, he's he's over the years. Matter of fact, he came in with Roger Staubach. That's where Roger first met. Roger Staubach. Roger got his name. His namesake from Roger Staubach. It was Cliff Harris, Roger Staubach. Golly, he was the other safety. They're about four guys, and then the Gene Stallings came in. Yeah. So we've had Cliff. we do a national award in Cliff's name. It's the Small College Defensive Player of the Year, Division II, Division III, and NAIA.
And I need to put a picture out of one that I took the other day, thanks to Roland Pennington. And it is of what is better than having one Roger Staubach trading card. You know what it is, Craig? Having six.
You have six.
I do now.
How much you take for them, buddy?
Nothing. Uh-huh. Nothing. There's no amount of
money.
I don't know what the value of them are. If it's $5 or $10, uh-huh. I would not trade them for
one
thing.
Do you have a Roger Staubach tattoo?
He's got a picture of him. That was the that was the best thing.
Yeah, it's so good. I think my older sister Barbara, she said, I said, I didn't get an autograph. She goes, you don't need an autograph.
Picture's the best.
No. That's what she said. Yeah. Look at you. You're both old school. Yeah. Hey, shout out real quick to Todd Boswell, excuse me if I pronounce that incorrectly, Todd Boswell with the Northwestern Mutual Private Client Group. To him and his wife and daughter, Megan and Macy, they came to a trivia last Thursday at Mainline Sports Bar. So
a team?
They were a team, absolutely. They've always been a team, Craig.
It's
the Boswell clan.
Let's welcome Craig officially to the show. Had somebody call about a Genesis car. Yes,
he's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Reed.
The Shonda Reed. Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Right now, the legend Craig O'Neill with us. By the way, after that, Roger, after we go, we're going Mina to Mars, Skyline Cafe. Then we're going to a NASCAR Saturday in Atlanta, where they film Smokey and Bandit. We're staying in Jonesboro, Georgia, where they film Smokey and the Bandit. Then, Craig, we come back, we go to the Star, Dallas Cowboy headquarters. Then I go to Tampa, Florida for the SEC Media Days with Double R and Trey.
In Tampa, Florida?
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing it in Tampa. Don't know why.
That's why they have the Baptist Convention in Vegas. Yeah, there's something to do.
Love Mina.
Listen, you have on a camo outfit that may have been worn by folks down in those. According to that movie, there's a lot of folks that were running
American
around.
Made, yeah,
camo.
In the camo outfit.
Hey, Roger,
Nicaragua.
I'm good in camo, by
Nicaragua. You got to roll it all.
Someone says Rich Mountain. Sir. Second highest behind Mount Magazine.
Man.
Do you know your mountains?
No, not real well.
So have you been
to Rich Mountain. I've been on Mount Magazine.
You've done the little train ride around the top of Queen Wilhelmina?
No, I didn't take the train ride. Yeah. I spoke to the Chamber of Commerce, gentlemen.
You did? Very nice.
I spoke to the Mina Chamber of Commerce.
Put your train up your
pie. Twice I've spoken to them.
Well, what's the matter? How come? Why just twice?
What's going on?
Give them 20 years to
hear. You're good.
Some messages here from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Baz and Raj, not sure if anyone told you all, but Jocko's dad passed away yesterday. I know several listeners know, listen and go watch Jocko. I think he's down.
Thanks, Chris.
We're just down in Panama City, and I looked at the post. I just saw the post, and I didn't know if he said it was his dad or a father-in-law. So I don't know. Either one is obviously a sad deal. So, Jocko, we hate to hear that, but he made a post on that yesterday.
We do. Speaking of that, just to that father-in-law, you ever call your father-in-law dad?
No.
Yeah, because some people do. Dad. When you call him father-in-law, you don't call him father-in-law. You call him by their first name or whatever. Because some people call him
by
dad.
His first name.
Huh? Who calls him dad?
People have called their father-in-law dad. Mm-hmm. Hey, dad. And I think maybe more females.
Because the wife tells him to?
Pardon?
Because the wife tells him to.
I don't know. Christian, does your wife tell you to call your father-in-law dad?
No.
Okay, because you're not going to make her do that.
No.
Someone says here, was wondering if Craig ever talks to Shirley Liquor, and is that her last name?
Shirley Q.
And so how is she? You said that
I have not talked to Shirley Q. Liquor forever.
What did you call your father-in-law? You just called him Mr.
J.R. J.R. Actually, we call him whatever the kids called him. My oldest son named him Cowpaw. Cowboy.
Okay.
And he's Texas. We'll call him Cowboy.
And I honor my father-in-law every morning because I write in a journal every day. In fact, I've already written in it before I came to the show. And every day I honor something that happened to me the day before and hand out the Sidney Award, which is his name.
God, Craig, are you
and
like,
so it's the
are you
Sidney
like an angel?
Award.
Let me ask you, like an angel?
I know.
Because goes above and beyond.
I mean, honestly, let's do this. Let's find a body of water and see how far he can walk. Because I guarantee you he can.
I'm telling you,
you're a good-hearted man.
Continue to.
You just I'm afraid are. Of kayaks.
This was all a God thing to get you on our show to make us realize we have an angel in our midst.
We do. Honestly, you are. You know what? I see it. You see that wing? Look at the wing coming.
What about
shirt.
Someone says?
My halo?
I see the wings.
Someone said I call my father-in-law Pop.
Okay.
There you go. Let's see here.
My father-in-law, my first father-in-law, is still alive.
So Chris says it was his father. Yeah, it looked like him. Okay, it looked like Jocko.
I had several, and that's okay. I just did, and that's not for any other reason other than Father's Day was.
You ever run into him or something at Walmart?
No.
Can we play the clip?
No, we don't have it. We don't really.
Craig hasn't heard this.
David, listen.
Oh, by his own hand.
First of all,
yeah. So Christian, I asked Roger about his father.
Really gone, Josh?
This is father-in-law.
You have gone, Josh. We used to call it Rogue. He doesn't have it.
He's got it. So
no, he doesn't. I don't think I do.
Have you heard this clip, Craig?
Craig, he doesn't have it.
So I'm asking Roger about his father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he said, and then he gives the answer, and then he realizes he is misspoken.
Okay, I have misspoken. Like I said, Lou Brock was my. It was.
As he said this morning, Lou Brock was his.
It was Tony Brock. Tony Brock, and Tony didn't listen, but his kid does.
We're gonna see if Christian can find that.
Christian, do you not have something else to do?
The other is National Be Like a Kid Day. What is? I was talking about my favorite things. Memories as a child was playing Pee Wee football and Pee Wee baseball because we were very successful. Started out on bad teams, but ended up in really. I mean. Teams that had college players on it. What about Craig O'Neill? What about Craig? Mine was the Lynn Haven Raiders. That had to be sports. Do you have a favorite memory as a kid? Today's Be a Kid Day again. Do you have a favorite memory, Craig O'Neill, as a kid?
Playing football?
No, it could be anything.
Mine was playing when he brought it up. I immediately went to my little league baseball time of my life as a good memory and that sort of thing. I don't know about you. So it doesn't have to be sports-related. Could be when you were a kid playing stickball.
Well, when I was a kid in the third and fourth grade, I played football by myself.
Okay.
In the side yard. I did my own crowd noise.
Wow. Dizzy, really?
I did the hog call crowd noise, and in every game, we beat Texas.
So that's one of your great childhood memories?
Oh. This is like shooting hoops out in the front yard, and you got to hit the buzzer beater.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And then you go for the greatest. I guess we've talked about it before. Forgive me if we have, and just bringing it up. You have siblings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how many you have? And then growing
I have
up,
two sisters and a brother.
How many board games were back in your day? No disrespect to your age. I don't know how many board games. I know you had Slinky. Slinky was big in your time.
Monopoly. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so did you play board games with your family? Baz is an only child, so he doesn't know some of these
things. You were the funny guy of all the kids, right? You're the
I was the loudest.
Yes.
But my brother was hilarious.
Your brother was funnier than you?
Right. You do have a brother.
David Basil status question. David's always wanting status.
Right.
Call it! Say it!
Yeah, he was funnier.
Okay,
he was a better athlete.
Someone says, when can Craig bring back a prank call on the air? Listen, for 2 years I've asked Roger and Craig to do it. They don't care. They don't care about my idea. It would create tens of thousands of...
Ought to prank
it
David.
There would be a million people, but they don't care.
We need to prank David.
They're not interested in winning. Yeah.
Well, you know Baz? What we have to do, it's sort of like...
I'm not bringing it up again! I'm going to let it go. I've already said it so many times.
We don't want you to give it up. We appreciate you pushing it.
Here's one. We were talking about paper tickets in flying. I retired 2 years ago and traveled for years with my job. My suggestion, and many airline agents will suggest, to also get a printed boarding pass as a backup. I have experienced computers going down and if flights are canceled, that information can be difficult to obtain.
Okay.
A printed copy has saved me and expedited my travel several times. Okay. Just my input. That's a great thing. Just talk about how now everything is on the phone. I know.
It makes perfect sense.
I'm old school.
Yeah, it's something you don't need that. Well, I know.
I agree. Because of that, you might need that just to verify. Because here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone to say, I lost it online and we're down. Let me get on your plane. And you might be a terrorist.
Here's one that says, Rebecca says, I thought David's favorite childhood memory would be him playing box hockey. It is a great memory, Rebecca. Nobody knows what box hockey is around here. In Panama City, Florida.
Look at his face. He thinks it's something nasty.
Elementary
and
school.
Yes, you do.
I was trying to imagine how you did that.
It's air hockey on the ground with sticks, like broomsticks, and a wooden puck. And it's
just. But you made this up. This is not an intramural
sport. That's right. This is
sport.
A built thing. Our PE teacher was invested in us. We were playing tetherball and box hockey.
There you go.
He was the James Naismith of box hockey.
Wow.
Someone said Hot Wheels and Army men in the front yard dirt.
Listen, we used to have the Army men. We have the Germans. What color were the Germans' Army men? Gray. And the guy that had that mashed potato.
Set
him on fire.
And then the guy that would crawl. Got the crawl guy.
You took your crawl sniper guy my favorite. And unfortunately, I chewed plastic a lot back then, and I would chew up his little tripod.
Roger, what about your father-in-law? You know what?
Still around?
Oh, no.
He's gone?
No,
long
no,
gone?
No. They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand. I take that back. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of? I'm thinking about, forgive me for this.
The TTE story?
Samantha's dad is still alive.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
Good dude.
Whoa.
Don't you forget. He won't let it go.
He's so serious.
And
think about his own hand.
Here's the thing. It shows what kind of complete and utter virtue signaling jackass I am.
I'm just giving it to myself.
So from now on, I'm going to be nobody but me. So when you come to some of my comedy routine, I'm bringing back Asian guy, black guy, gay guy, Hispanic guy. I'm doing all the dialects. It's coming back, baby.
He had the aha moment, Craig, where he's being serious and he's talking about
virtue. I didn't want to say.
Just stop. One more time. One more time.
Please do me a favor. It wasn't enough, Lizzie Borden, to give me one cut. Give me 40 whacks.
For here, Craig, at the beginning.
Roger, what about your father-in-law?
You know what?
Still around? Still around?
Oh, no. No,
he's gone.
No. They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand. No, y'all take that back. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about it. Forgive me for this.
Wait a minute. Whoa. He's got to stop this train. Wait,
because I didn't want my father-in-law, Cow Pop, who would never be listening, to go, Roger thinks I'm dead. Now, why did I just do Jewish dialect? I don't know. He's from Merkel, Texas, just on the other side of Abilene. He worked his life off in the oil fields.
Wow.
He's the first man that taught me about electric fences. I had no idea about the electric.
Isn't it amazing how much you can learn off your father-in-law?
Tons.
Even
the one that died by his own hand was a fantastic, fantastic handyman. He worked for Acme Brick for 30 years.
Well, my late father-in-law was tremendous with people.
You're talking about Sidney?
Sidney. And he was great on stage.
You still write about him in your diary every day.
He is.
Wow.
This show has won the Sidney Award several times.
Wow. Well, that is one of the coolest things ever.
I think you all should put that in a little liner.
By the way, Arkansas Times, the readers picked us the number one show in Arkansas.
Wow.
How about that?
Number one station, right?
Number one station. Thank you, Christian.
How about that?
We're really strong in AY and AMP magazine readers. We did not know that we would win Arkansas Times.
And there's no reason to think that Arkansas Times didn't want to grab some of those advertising dollars. Do it. We wrote a song about the Arkansas Times. We'll play that later. Thank you for the Sidney Award, and how awesome it is that you speak so highly of your father-in-law.
I asked about going to NASCAR races. Somebody said, I've been to about 30 NASCAR races. Be prepared for the heat. Ooh, I bet you in Atlanta.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. What do we wear?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Can we wear a bodysuit? I don't know.
What about the noise?
Oh, someone says here, make sure to get the radio scanner so you can listen to the broadcast at the race. Here's the only issue. Because Stephen Qualls was talking about that.
Did you say Stephen?
Yeah. We got a former owner whose son is racing. We're gonna sort of do what he wants us to do. So Sunday we could probably do what we want to do. Saturday we're gonna follow his lead and go from there. And of course you told us you had never been to a NASCAR race, right?
No, I've never been.
We're also talking about today is Kevin Bacon's birthday, which 6 degrees of separation for Kevin Bacon.
Wow.
What a great soundtrack that is, Footloose.
They had a remake
of that, right? And do we like the remake?
No, the remake sucks, right?
No, what's the word we looked for?
It blows. It's
the guy that's in that was also in Top Gun Maverick, right?
Miles Teller.
He played the Chris Penn part. Mm-hmm.
We didn't mention.
Wait a minute. No, I want to make sure. Who was the Kevin Bacon part in the new Footloose?
I have no clue. I don't recall much about it.
It's the guy you're talking about.
Penn. You're saying Penn. Chris Penn. Penn's brother was the hillbilly friend.
That's right.
The original. Yeah. I'm wanting to know, and I think Miles played that character. Who played the lead in
Kenny Warmade. Never heard of him.
Okay.
Who?
All right. Kenny Warmade.
Never heard of him.
No.
Yeah, I thought Miles was the star of that movie. Is he not?
He's the second guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Spy City Snacker threw out a movie on our Facebook that we had not mentioned yet, and all three of them have soundtracks.
So we're doing great soundtracks. Now, any Vietnam movie, any Vietnam era movie.
Yeah.
Now, that one you mentioned.
Any Scorsese movie has great soundtracks.
Well, that's great. What was the name of the movie that you see? Kevin Costner was in it but was edited out, deleted from it.
Bodyguard?
No.
He was definitely in that movie.
Yeah, no.
Ordinary.
No.
Not ordinary.
The reason they all got back together in this movie.
The Big Chill.
That's got a great soundtrack.
It does.
Forrest Gump, great soundtrack.
But the movie.
Grease, Urban Cowboy, great.
The movie
soundtrack.
That Spa City mentioned was Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's got a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Real quick, going back to Kevin Bacon,
Please do.
He had a great role. It wasn't a big role, but had a great role in
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men.
No, fantastic movie. Yeah. Yeah. Now I want you to tell me that the
prosecutor. Is that Cuba's first role?
It was minor.
No,
in
I
that.
Think
yeah.
Cuba's first role might have been in Coming to America.
His You're right. Yeah. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The- Kevin Bacon's first role was in Animal House.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, it was.
Thank
that's
you,
right.
sir. May
Thank
I have
you.
Another?
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
sir. May
what,
I have
what,
another?
What do I win?
Wasn't it a great? What was the line, Roger? When
Corky's.
When Kevin Bacon looks at Tom Cruise after Nicholson basically fesses up that he knew about it. Cruise didn't know what to do, and he looks around, and Kevin Bacon has to stand up.
He
no.
has to stand up and
he
say,
said,
for
number 42.
Of impeachment,
yeah,
or
yeah,
not
some kind of number.
Impeachment or whatever
he said, at this point, we go to Article 42. He goes, what? And Nicholson goes, what's that?
No, you know what? The general has rights.
General has this right.
Oh, I got
you, Bob! How did it do?
Oh!
Whoa!
Are we best friends? Oh, my God, Gregory.
I'm watching the traffic go by.
Dude, you listen, for a guy that has four characters in his head at any time, to see you stunned right there.
I know.
Guess what?
I just let you go.
The water's fine. Get on in there with it.
Oh, somebody said
it's warm, but don't worry about it. Get in.
Somebody says Kevin Bacon's first movie was Friday the 13th. Was that when he was killed?
Yeah, man, but sure.
Oh.
Was he killed in that?
That was before Animal House?
Everybody was killed. Yes.
Yeah,
if you're in Friday the 13th, you're killed.
Somebody knows. Notable died in the first Friday the 13th. No.
You know
what? Kevin Bacon?
Wait a minute. It could have been. Who's the guy whose wife poo pooed in the bed? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
Depp got killed.
Was Johnny Depp in one of the Fridays, or what's the other one? You got Jason and you got
Colonel Jessup.
Freddie.
No, not Freddie. The other. Freddie, Jason, who's the third?
Michael Myers,
yeah. He was killed
in
one
Halloween?
Of those.
He's in one of those?
No.
Colonel Jessup. Is that it? No.
Yes, Colonel Jessup. The Colonel has rights.
In A Few Good Men? Yes.
Wow. It is Colonel Jessup. So good.
My favorite line in that movie is like when we're doing trivia. He said, I give you these trivia questions, and we learn something from them. Or maybe it brings back a memory. Uh-oh. Maybe it brings back a memory that you go, oh, I do remember that. I'd rather you just say thank you and go on your way.
Animal.
Other than that, I don't give a damn what you think you're doing. It's such a great line. And I did that Thursday night, and immediately knew what it was.
I only remember one line from a movie.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to help you.
Moses. Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
That's it. Yes.
Moses. That's the only line I remember.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Johnny Depp was killed in Nightmare.
So it was Freddy.
Nightmare
on Elm Street.
Elm Street. That was Johnny Depp.
That was Johnny. Okay. So
maybe Bacon was killed in
Freddy. I think you're right.
How about that?
There's somebody else, if not Kevin Bacon. Okay, let's just look at the cast.
Did look at the cast. I only.
We need
really
to find out who was killed in your movie. What was the name of your movie?
Pass the ammo.
We got Well, you were killed.
Nobody was killed.
You were killed.
They acted like it.
You blew yourself up.
Craig, I shot the gun, man. I shot the bazooka.
Damn right.
The beauty of
bad boy.
The beauty of our show.
Looked great in camo.
The beauty of our show, Craig, is that we don't know the answers, and hopefully we have our listeners who will scream at them, you idiots, it's this, text him real quick. We get audience participation.
The guy at the Buffalo River who was not accusatory, but thought we may have had something to do with shutting down his business and all that, he's listening to the show now going, oh, I understand.
Never mind.
Those idiots don't know.
All right, Christian, you were going to say something?
I was going to say Animal House was before Friday the 13th, so that was definitely Kevin Bacon's first movie.
Gotcha. Yeah, Animal House has got a good soundtrack, too.